Hi, I'm Lori Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place for women in their second half of life to go to receive inspiration. If you are at a place where you believe your best days are behind you, it is my hope one of these episodes will spark you to think differently and lead you to a new belief that your second half may actually be your best half. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that the younger you never had. So it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age or circumstances hold you back from the pursuit of a more fulfilling and fun life. The happier we are, the better the world will be. So instead of settling for what you don't want, how about going after what you do want? Listen in and let something you hear prompt you to take the first step in making the rest your best.
Welcome to the first Just Frigging Do It episode of the Living Your Spark Second Half podcast. First of the year. First of 2023. And so it's appropriate that I'm talking about setting 2023 goals. You might think, oh, that's boring. Sounds kind of boring, doesn't it? Goals. Some people who are goal-driven like setting goals, but some people who aren't goal-driven might like my way of doing it, which is I start out and I have a three-step process. So I'll share that in a minute. Well, really it's four, but I'm going to talk about three today because this is the kind of every year what I do. And then every quarter I add one thing. So I just do this three-step process, which is intense at least every year. It's so you can also do it like middle of the year. You can always refresh your annual goals. I always think it's great mid-year to take a look at your goals because things change and you evolve as a person. And if you're doing a lot of stuff and you're doing a lot of personal development, you're doing a lot of growth, and you have clarity that comes to you about something, then you want to add that to your list, right? So it's not just an annual thing, but it's an absolute annual thing, put it that way. So my three-step process is I create a wish list. I like to call it a wish list because it makes it fun. It's kind of like, we used to do these things when I was in, when I worked at America Online, AOL, and when I was a project manager, and we would do these brainstorming sessions when we were innovating new ideas to implement on the platform. And so we would get together with different groups of people, we'd get together and we'd do these like just crazy ideas, just like the craziest idea that you can possibly imagine. And some really interesting stuff would come out of those sessions. We write stuff on sticky notes and then we categorize them in different buckets, depending, like, you know, there was the email bucket or craziest things you can think about, like changing in the email system, and craziest thing you can think about because we had chat and we had parental controls and we had all these different areas of the service. And so you just brainstorm these ideas. And so I like to take the approach of goal setting, starting out with this kind of brainstorming idea. And that's what creating a wish list is all about. And I teach my students how to do this. But essentially what you're doing is you're just writing down all the things that you would love to do. And if you eliminate like your current circumstances, don't worry about how much money is in your bank account, because that limits us. When we think about, oh, I can't do that because I don't have the money to do that, then you can't put it down, right? Or I can't do that because my husband won't let me or doesn't think it's a good idea. Or I can't do that because I don't live close to a place where I can do that. Or I can't leave the country because there's a pandemic. You know, that could have been something that you'd a year ago. But at one point in time, the pandemic will eventually end and you might be able to do that thing. So it's just this brainstorming list, like if it was limitless, if you had these limitless possibilities and you didn't have any restrictions and you could do whatever it was. And it's a feel-good list too. So you want everything you want on this list is not like a have to, it's a want to. It's not like I should, it's a I desire to. And so that's what the list is all about. And I push and say, put 50 down. It just keep going. Because what I find is the first 10 or 15 are ones that you are fairly, you know, you've thought of before. They might have been carried over from the previous year. But when you start getting, they start getting interesting when you get to like 25. And it's like, ooh, that's kind of crazy. And you can always add to this list. Like I said, you can go back and revisit it periodically throughout the year, or even when you have an idea. I like to keep, like when I have ideas and I'm like driving in my car, I'll just do a voice note or do a, you can record. There's voice notes and you can like actually record your voice into a note, but you can also go to the notes app and hit the little microphone button on your keyboard and you can actually text speech to text. So that's kind of nifty too, because then you have it actually texted out, printed out on your, in your notes on your phone. And so those are things that like when you have ideas, you can add your wish list. But this is just like a starting point for the year. Write down all your wishes. And I call them wishes because it's essentially a wish list. It's a fun list. But it turns into goals. There's a follow-up process that I teach in the school, and I'm not going to go into here, that you turn these things into like concrete goals. But we're just gwishing right now. And so you create this list and have fun with it. And see what comes up. And it might not be in one sitting. It might be in multiple. Well, like what I like to do is I like to create it. And then like I went on a walk today and thought of something. And so I'm like, oh, I should add that to my wish list. So, you know, for the first week of January, once I get it created, I like to kind of reflect on it and cogitate on it and then kind of lock and load it for at least the first quarter. So it's what I build my goals off of, essentially. So anyways, I did this and my vision board off of. So the first step is to create the wish list. And then there's a second step, which is very fun. You sit down and you write, you journal the future you. And it's the day of the last day of 2023. So you're like, today I look back and I cannot believe how much I have done in the past year, how much I have learned, how much I have grown, the goals I tackled, the experiences I had, the adventures I went on, the whatever, 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 right? So you're, it's just like a story that you're creating. It's the chapter of your book of life, chapter 2023. And so it's really important to create this vision of the future you a year from now, having obtained all of these things that are on your list. And it doesn't have to be every single thing, because you'll find when you start to journal, the things that are most important to you will flow first out onto the paper. And the things that are less important might not even get on the paper. And so this exercise really helps you it kind of connect with your heart and what is most important to you. And that's a really helpful exercise. And it's super fun to go back and look at that in a year. But it's also, you can listen, you can record that and listen to it, because the more you keep that vision and those desires front and center in your brain and thinking about it and visualizing it, then it's constantly reaffirming to you of those desires, puts those desires out into the universe, keeps those thoughts of those desires front and center. Because if you're not like looking at it and you're not revisiting it, chances are you might forget it and you get caught up in the day to day and the mundane and you forget about your dreams and your wishes. So you, these are for a reason, and it's just the beginning of you realizing what you want in life. And even if you don't get it this year, it might come next year. It might come in the first quarter. You don't know, but you need to get it down so you know that's what you want, and you know that that's, and you're essentially communicating with the universe too. And because if you don't communicate it, then how will the universe know how to help you? And so it starts with this kind of brainstorming list of desires, and then creating this vision of your life a year from now. And when you have this vision, you will find that your actions, you really start to take action. You start to be intentional about your actions because you know what your future is going to be, because you've created already in your head. And stuff really works. I mean, athletes do it when they are like, you've probably heard somebody who, if you've ever watched a football game, if you're not into sports, maybe it's something else. But I like the sports analogy because I like sports, and I know athletes do this, and this is part of their whole mental preparation. But people who go to the Super Bowl and people who win the Super Bowl are people who have dreamt it and gone through the game in their head and over and over and over. So it's like they envisioned it, imagined it, and then it became reality. And it's there's a lot, you know, there's people who obviously envision things and then they don't happen. But part of that whole visioning process too, is you have to have faith and belief that it's possible, because if you doubt it, then, and you also have to be detached. So there's a few other things to this, but I'm just going to tell you how, I do my goal setting, because, I just want you to just friggin' do your 2023 goals. So your wish list, your future vision, and then the third step is, okay, so what am I missing? It's a three-step process. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I was like blanking, of course, because I did this today. Your vision board. So it's really fun to then take the things that are top of mind that you really want, and you put them on a vision board. So you have that vision as well on this vision board, and post it somewhere where you'll see it. So, and then the fourth step, which I will also do, I haven't done yet, because these I do in sequence for a reason, because I want to do all the dreaming and the wishing and the, the fun part first. And then after I do those three steps, and then I'm like, okay, seriously, like goals, what are the things that I'm really going to tackle? Like, what are the 3 to 5 things that I really want to accomplish in the first quarter? And so you got to take it into like, okay, let's put down something that I can measure against. So, because a lot of things that like wishes aren't necessarily measurable. And so you want something that you can measure against. How will I know when I get this? You know, how will I know when I'm halfway there? So you can measure against it. And so then you have concrete goals. So this is what I do every quarter, is I have quarterly goals. And so I do a Q1 plan, a Q2, Q3, and Q4. I never did this, never, ever, ever did this before I was age 59 for my personal life. And so it's really important that you do this. And my business goals are weaved in there. My personal business goals. It's nothing to do with my corporate job. It's just personal business, personal life, hobbies, and trips, and the things like that are on that list. And then, there are things that tie to my business. Like, I want to reopen this Second Half Spark School. I'm planning to do that 3 times this year. So I'm going to open it the beginning of February. So that's going to be one of my goals for the first quarter, is, that we're going to have a reopening of the Second Half Spark School. So but then there's other fun things in there for the first quarter as well. So I'm going to do I've done an astrology session, but I met somebody new who, she's amazing. And she's more my age. The person I had the first time is younger. And so, I mean, which is fine, but, I really connected with this person. So, and we were just meeting to talk about the podcast, interview, which we scheduled, but she wanted to talk first. And so we had this little session, and then she ended up doing kind of a semi reading with me, which was really fascinating. And then we're going to dig deeper and go deeper. So like fun stuff, like things I want to learn, things that, you know, I just interviewed Dr. Lottie Valentine again, and I'm going to do an ancestral healing session with her. So just like things, personal growth is big for me. So I like to put a lot of that on my wish list. So yes, so that is really what I wanted to share as my first Just Friggin' Do It episode, because I want you to just friggin' get your wishes written down, get your vision documented, know what you want to have and bring into your life and attract into your life for 2023. Make it fun, but also make it concrete in the end. Make it like serious that these are really rock solid things that you want. Once you have your long list of wishes and you know, I call them wishes because it starts out usually with stuff that is like more goals. At least this is how it works for me, is like, oh, I've had these goals, let me put them down here. But then they turn into like desires. So that's combination of goals and wishes. And so that's why I call it wishes. But then in the end, after you've gone through these three and then fourth step to create your Q1 plan, the Q1 plan is where you get serious about, okay, what are the topmost things that you want to get done? Because 2023 is four quarters. So what are the top 3 to 5 things you want to get done in the first 90 days? And that's the way you want to approach it. And then you want to like know that you can measure that, so you know that you can get it done. And a lot of things that I put like in the 90 day, it's like some things happen in the first 4 weeks. They don't all take the entire 90 days. And then some might take a little longer than 90 days, but just know that you're going to get to X point with that one thing by the end of 90 days. And so you just kind of have a way to measure it, right? When you lose weight and you want to lose 30 pounds, you know, if you want to lose 30 pounds in 3 months, you know that you got to lose 10 pounds in the first month. And so you can measure that. You can like see, where am I? Am I on track with that? And so make sure, like if I'm going to be doing another second half Spark School opening, you know, I have dates for that. That's measurable, right? Did I hit those dates? Did we finish doing what we said we were going to do according to our schedule? So very measurable. So just think about that when you turn your wishes into your goals, into your concrete goals, into your 90-day plan. So hopefully this is helpful, and just friggin' do it. Get it done. I mean, it doesn't have to be done on the first day of the year. It's the first week. And so just make time to do it. It probably took me a total of this 3 hours maybe. And the most amount of time was the vision board, because of course the vision board, I went into Canva and I was looking for pictures and like making a pretty little poster on your computer is more time consuming than you think. The wish list and then the journaling on my future vision, that probably took a total of an hour, those two things. So yeah. All right. And so have fun with it. Let me know once you have it done. Share it with me. I'd love to see it. Post it for accountability on the internet. Isn't that scary? Like sharing your vision board with everybody, or just share it with some best friends if you don't want to share it with everybody. But be accountable to it, to someone, because that's really helpful too. When you have somebody to check in with and you haven't given up on your goals and dreams. Okay. That's it. See you next time.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Living Your Spark Second Half podcast. If you'd like to watch my guest interviews, you can find the video version of this podcast on my Not Your Average Grandma YouTube channel. Also, you can check out what I have going on at the moment by going to my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com or find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you like this episode, please mention it to a friend and don't forget to leave a review so I know the topics you like best and can bring you more of that content in upcoming episodes. Last but not least, remember to always listen to that inner voice that will never steer you wrong and make living from the most sparked place possible your biggest priority. When we do that, we make the world a better place.